elect somebody and then we'll let them take over. Welcome to our first meeting of the year. I do want to welcome our two new members, but and then we'll go around and let everybody introduce themselves to everybody. Scott Thomas, welcome, and Doug Hudson. And we'll just go around the room. I'm Jim Hicken. I'm the airport manager.
I'm Susan Wise. I'm Jim Hicken's secretary.
I'm Garrett Denug. I own Georgetown Air Services, the FBO, over in the terminal building.
Rick Gunner, I'm the pilot representative.
Jeff Reed, own Sussex Arrow down at the other end of the airport.
Mark Ryan, over the loft.
Ray Hopkins, I own Sussex County, and also here as a business person.
Todd Lawson, County Administrator.
Doug Hudson, newly elected County Councilman for District 4, took George Cole's spot.
Bill Pop, Sussex County Economic Development.
Scott Thomas, Southern Delaware Tourism. We're the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Sussex County. And I guess I'm the tourism liaison or rep, so for the county, so I'm happy
to be here. The tourism industry person.
Yes.
You're not a tourist, remember that.
You're not a tourist.
You can be.
No, you can't be. We'll talk, but you can't be. Had a chance to look at the agenda. Unless there's any questions, we'll get a motion to approve that.
So moved.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right. First thing we need to do is elect some officers. A chairman, is that what we're calling? Do we have any nominations for chairman of the advisory committee?
I nominate Gus Kroll since he's not here tonight and he won't miss another meeting that way.
Any other nominations?
Garrett, you want to do it again?
I'll be happy to serve another term.
I'll nominate Garrett.
Okay.
Second.
All right. I don't think we've ever had two before, but
yeah.
Let's see. You want to do this with a show of hands? Well, we only need one. So, all in favor of Garrett? See, I hear a voice.
All right.
Looks like enough to carry it.
Okay.
It's all yours.
Chairman for life. Then we'll go right to item 5, which is the approval of the minutes, which is in your package. We do need to elect a vice chairman.
Yes.
Can I nominate, or does it have to be from the floor?
No, it probably ought to be from the floor.
All right, but so we need a nomination floor for a vice chairman.
I'll nominate Gus for vice.
What did Gus do to you?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys have a problem in the maintenance shop?
Doesn't even have an outstanding bill. He's all good. So.
Okay. All right. Any nominations? Are you seriously nominating, or are you just playing? I don't know.
No, I'm serious nominating.
You're not actually nominating.
I'll tell him. Next time, don't miss a meeting.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we got a second from Todd.
All right. Any other nominations for the vice chairman position? All right. Then, am I leading this, or are you leading? I'm doing this right
here.
Okay. Then, all in favor of electing Gus Kroll as our vice chairman, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, Gus, you're it. You'll notify him. Okay. Yeah, why don't you do that? And then we can jump to item 5, the approval of our minutes from the last meeting, November 28th, 2018. It's in your package. And unless there's any changes, I need a motion to approve. And a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Item 6 is Jim Hicken's topic.
Wildlife management. Just to follow up on the deer for the year, we removed 29 from the airport, and we haven't seen any lately, so I'm thinking we've pretty much got them all. We've been looking at the fence line. There's a couple of places we think maybe they're squeezing through that we'll address when the weather gets a little bit warmer. We can send guys out there, mostly at the corners of the fences. Other than that, I really haven't seen any other wildlife out there. Unless there's any questions.
No bird strikes in the license last quarter?
Nothing there.
Okay. All right, any questions for Jim on the wildlife topic? All right, hearing none, we'll go to item 7. Also for Jim.
All right, airport update. Instrument approaches. The wrong one there. Our GPS approach to runway 22 They raised the what's called the LPV minimum, which is basically the lowest altitude you can go down to on it, by 20 feet. Didn't do anything to the visibility requirements, and trying to figure out why that is. Normally it's because there's an obstruction or something out there. Unfortunately, all the people that have that answer are furloughed right now, so we'll have to wait till they get back and find out what's going on
so
there.
So they didn't provide a reason for raising it.
They just do it. So, you know, it's probably the result of a flight check that they don't tell us about either. And
okay.
So that's, I mean, 20 feet's not really a whole lot. They raised it from 250 to 270 above the ground. So most pilots can't hold 20 feet of altitude to start with. So
I should know. I should know this, but which runway has the lowest minimums?
2-2, you can go the closest to the ground, but the visibility, you have to have a mile. The other end is 300 feet, so it's a little higher, but it's 3/4 of a mile. So
okay.
It just depends.
Which one is 2-2? Is that
the sports at the sports at the beach side?
If you're taking off from the sports at the beach side, taking off towards Georgetown, towards the prison.
So it's a long runway.
Everybody, this is John Riley, newly elected county councilperson in the 5th district.
Let's see. So I'll stay on top of that and see what's going on there. Like I said, normally it's some kind of a tree or something that's gotten too tall, and they took note of it. Our clearance delivery radio, the radio seems to be working fine. We're just keeping an eye on it for problems. For the new folks, this is the radio link with Dover Air Force Base for people that are on an instrument flight plan. You have to have a clearance, an instrument clearance, to get that from the Dover Air Force Base approach controller. And there's a radio in the terminal, there's another radio up at Dover Air Force Base, and a phone line that connects them. So a pilot here will make a radio call, goes to this radio, gets on the phone line, goes up to the base, gets turned into a radio call. The problem has always been, I think, with the Verizon line between here and there. About every other month or so, it goes out. We got our maintenance guys and their maintenance guys together, and then they work it out. There's a phone number, if the radio's out, the pilots can call, and we let them know what that is. The problem today is that their phone doesn't work, but the radio does. So there's
as in today, just today, not
today.
Okay.
Yeah. They can't get long distance calls for some reason on the 3940 extension. Luckily the radio works. Taxiway D project, that hasn't started yet. That's our $5.5 million grant to do the parallel taxiway to our crosswind runway. Building that taxiway is going to do a couple of things for us. It'll allow us to ask the FAA to develop instrument approaches to both ends of those runways, and then also it eliminates the need for that center taxiway. It opens up that whole infield area for development. So that's probably about a 6-month project. It's going to start in the spring as soon as the weather's good enough to get out there and work. There's some drain pipe work that has to be done. It'll probably be the first thing that happens. All the stormwater drains into our 70-year-old drainage system out there, and those pipes were falling apart, so those are all going to be replaced, which is going to affect the business park, because we're going to have to open up the road to lay the pipe underneath, and it cuts across your parking lot a little bit. We've talked about that. We have a taxiway lighting project, taxiway A, which is the taxiway that goes from the terminal out towards the sports at the beach end, and also some of around the terminal. We're going to convert all those to LED lights and also add the lights on both sides. Right now there's only on the side going towards sports at the beach, there's only one row of lights on one side, so we'll get a full set of lights. And it's Rick's project. If you want to say anything about that, start times or any other issues.
Right now we're looking at starting a project in April. And completed by the end of June. There may or may not be taxiway closures associated with it. We're still working on that detail, but if there are, of course, notices will be issued, and all the tenants will be notified as well.
Some of the work's going to be done by a contractor putting the trenches in, the conduit and stuff, and then some of it's going to be done by Rick's guys. Most of the electrical work will be done by them. Once that's complete, all of our runway and taxiway lighting will be LEDs. Or are we missing some?
Vast majority of it. There's still a few in pavement lights that are still incandescent.
Okay.
We're working on those.
The other project was also Rick's project, is replacing the precision approach path indicator lights. If you drive by, you see those four red lights alongside the runway. Those are the PAPIs, the precision approach path indicators. Tells the pilot whether he's on his glide path or not. Those are also being replaced with LEDs, and you can tell us what's going on there, please.
So the equipment is in place, or in stock, I should say. And we've been coordinating with Mark at Aloft regarding their schedule for incoming 737s, and that's crucial to their operation. We're trying to work out an opening, and right now we have an opening set for the first 2 weeks of March to do this work. And got the coordination in place with the FAA for the flight check, and so no surprises. We expect to complete that work within the first 2 weeks of March and have that project out of the way.
Will they do the flight check in that 3 week window?
Yes, as a matter of fact, last time I talked to them, they've expressed that, you know, all we need to do is pencil in a date, and they have I first thought it was 2 weeks, they told me it was 20-day leeway on either side. So we have to shift it up to 20 days either side of that pencil in date, they can accommodate us within, depending on their schedule, so we're hopeful, no guarantees, we're hopeful to complete the installation within the first week and a half, 2 weeks, and have the flight check done by the end of 2 weeks, and not have to take that third week. But the third week was just a safety measure.
I got a question on the runway identifier lights. Are they dimmable now? I know at one time they weren't. I know they were intended to be. I mean, 5 clicks or 7 clicks brings them up to maximum intensity. Are they dimmable?
They are not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I think we just have them on one side.
They're voltage controlled lights. They're not controlled.
I think they have three settings, but we have them set on the middle setting. You can
turn
them on or off.
It used to be. I can remember a long time ago they were.
Yeah, we replaced them with the runway extension.
Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty good wall of light, and then all of a sudden you punch, kind of like punch through that light, and then you see the runway. I mean, they're great lights. You can see them from Oregon. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's just, when you're right there on top of them, it's pretty bright. So I didn't know if they were.
These are the rails?
Right. Mm-hmm. When you come in at night, try it sometime, you'll see that. It's a pretty good wall of light.
I did great lights. Actually, I did back in December last month. I don't recall it being a problem.
It's a problem. I'm just saying they are bright.
Yeah. But if it's a issue with pilots, if we can't
have a light, then dim.
I agree. That's why I was just asking if there was, sometimes some airports have 3, 5, and 7 clicks.
Yeah.
And then so once you're inbound and see it, then usually I dim them. Even Williamsburg, the winery there has, you can dim those.
Spend a lot of time there.
I do.
Where, Williamsburg or the winery?
Okay.
Jim, have you had any comments from the pilots regarding? Mm-hmm.
I know we've had this discussion before, and like I said, we replaced the lights with the runway extension a few years ago, and I can't remember what the status was. But
I'll tell you what I can do is investigate.
Take a look at it, because it is a good wall of lights, and it's almost like once you get past them, you punch right through it, and then there's the runway, and you land and go on. It's just extremely, right there on top of it. It's pretty bright.
All right, I can report back in the next meeting.
The only other project we have coming up, and this is going to start in the next week or so, is our Baltimore Avenue Extension project. This is going to connect the airport part of the business park with the new part of the business park off of Park Avenue. It'll connect, like I said, the end of Baltimore Avenue. It's going to cross the railroad tracks. There's a railroad crossing that'll have to be built, some ditch work that has to be done. Utilities will have to be run across the road. We're also putting in provisions for a natural gas line over there. So that'll start in the next week or so. We already had the pre-construction meeting. We're just waiting for some bonds and some other things. But they're anxious to get started. Melvin Joseph's going to be the contractor on that. Those are the only projects that I could think of. Anybody have any questions? Things going on at the airport? I know we didn't really put a thing in the agenda for comments from the committee, but this would be a good time to do that.
Where was that new taxiway you were describing? Where would it be?
Right here.
Oh, I see. Along parallel then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That's right where I walked in.
Oh, okay. Any questions for Jim from the committee?
We can bring a drawing of that taxiway project up next month.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I've got a couple things I wanted to ask. The new intersection is going to be there at Route 9 Airport Road. When does construction begin on that, and kind of how long a project is it? Just tell us what you know about it.
Actually, somebody told me about it today. They've got two of the three properties. Two of the three properties have already been taken care of. They're kind of closing the deal on the third. So possibly this summer, things start happening.
And do you know the duration of the project?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're talking about the aerosafety connection all the way over to airport?
No. Just by the school. Route 9 Airport Road, whatever.
Okay.
I know vaguely that there's an improvement.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the duration.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I mean, I would
probably through Wings and Wheels, it'll all be torn up and
probably.
Yeah. It'll be good to know now or as soon as possible. Let's know about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, obviously, I'm sure it'll have impacts to us.
You know, hopefully, they're going to have at least one lane open to let people through. But
yeah. Okay. All right. Well, if you get any more information, maybe keep us updated and let us know.
Actually, what I heard was that it would be more towards the end of the summer, maybe after the summer in the fall, which would make sense to, you know, not close down Route 9 during the summer. But
and do you know what improvements are being made? Is it going to be like another turn lane coming off Airport Road onto Route 9, or there's...
Most of it's on the chair side from what I remember. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think so. The pre-meetings, the discussions were that was going to happen mostly on the chair side. They bought that little house and the other properties.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot more perpendicular, right?
Yeah, it's going to align the two roads.
Lines.
But
they're going to align
Sand
Hill and Airport Road.
If you can visualize where you leave SAS and you come to the light to go any direction, the two properties on your right, they have acquired or will acquire, and that road is going to shift maybe, I don't know, 50 to 100 feet east so that it lines up with Sand Hill better, makes it more square, I guess, I'm not an engineer, and turning lanes on all four sides, and their real focus is turning lanes to make it easier for cars driving west on 9 to get into SAS, or Sand Hill perhaps, but where they're queued up to get into SAS in the mornings and the evenings. That's one of the objectives in the whole project.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask about was, we talked about this real briefly a week or two ago, was the signage that's out on the highways. There are two signs that bring people to the airport. One says industrial park, and one says terminal. and they both have an airplane icon above them. And I've heard from customers, people trying to get to, you know, to come over to the terminal, and they end up over in the air park and vice versa. You probably experienced
them to your place. Yeah.
You probably experienced the same thing. And I made the comment to Jim that, you know, maybe the industrial park doesn't need an airplane icon above it. That it might be confusing to people that really can't distinguish between the two. And I guess that I wanted to hear if you had any thoughts about the signage as well. You probably experienced what I have to your customers. Do you think that is it confusing to your customers? And
we've seen it both ways. You know, our customers have ended up over here and vice versa. So,
do you think that would, if the air park, or what do we call it, the industrial park? If the industrial park.
Actually, we call it the business park now.
Business park, okay.
Business park now.
I'm going to get the right term. So the business park had either a different icon, not an airplane icon, maybe a little, some other icon that was more appropriate to the business park. Would that, do you think that would either, would that eliminate any of that confusion? Or does anybody on the committee have any thoughts about the signage that we have out there?
I don't think you'll ever get it right.
I'm sorry?
Quite frankly, I don't think you'll ever get it perfect.
Well, I'm not looking for perfection, but I'm just looking to reduce the confusion that could, I think does exist with people. They're not even, they're mostly tourists. They're not familiar with the area. And they just see an icon of an airplane and they turn left over Park Avenue. They end up over there, they call us, and we have to sort of figure out where they are and get them turned around.
Yeah. I don't think the airplane sign does you any good, does it?
Most people are using MapQuest or Google or whatever to find their location. So
yeah, I mean, I can look at getting those taken down. We would want to have some kind of business park sign, but the problem we've had in the past is there's a standard set of signs and only those the kind of signs that you can have, and I'm not sure that there's a business park sign in that lineup. So,
well, are you talking
are those
new
county
signs we just installed?
State.
No, they weren't newly installed. They've been
the county or state signs.
State.
No.
Are they state?
They're Del Dot.
State?
Yeah.
Does Del Dot have their own paint shop to paint big signs?
They do. And they also have their own regulations.
Yeah,
these are the green signs with the white symbol.
Green information sign about the
Rob, you're going to run into it if you go to replace it, as you may be told that they don't comply and not allowed anymore.
I'd be happy to take it to the signage task force at the Del Dot level. I mean, I always like to collect county examples, so I mean, just to get some more answers, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah,
please.
They meet quarterly.
Well, this is just mine. It's my observation, I thought I would bring it to the committee to see if there's any support for changing it, leave it alone, but that might be helpful, Scott, if you get some information and maybe we'll get something from the Del Dot.
I think we would like to have some kind of different sign pointing people to the business park.
Yeah, I just agree. Anything we can do to reduce confusion.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about trying to get our logo up, like the Bay Bridge Tunnel and some of the other, the ferry and some of the other signs. I haven't had much luck.
The Del Dot.
Yeah.
We've talked about this at length with them to try to replace the signs around town. There's like 10 signs or fewer than 10, but just they're all the same sign, and then the arrow just wherever you are, it points you where you're going. If you pay attention, you'll notice them, and it is very confusing because of the difference between the two sides of the airport. We're trying to do a better job with our internal branding by naming the airport and then now naming the business park. Ultimately, we probably want to take down any signs pointing airport activity towards the business park side of the airport, just to eliminate that part of the confusion. I asked Jim to ask Del Dot about why are we not considered something like the Cape May Lewis Ferry, which they term as a transportation modal type facility, which I would expect an airport to be almost the exact same definition, so that we could have our icon pointing towards the airport side of the facility. Del Dot didn't see it that way, so.
I don't think the airport would be as hard of an argument as it will be the industrial park.
Yeah.
That's going to be the problem. And, you know, once, a lot, most of the time with 6 weeks, I guess.
And the folks using the airport for the airport activities probably would be more inclined to follow an iconic type symbol to get there. So if we eliminated all business signs, threw up our new logo for pointing direction towards airport side, that may be the right approach. DelDOT may come along and say, take them down. I don't know. Sometimes you just have to ask for forgiveness, I suppose.
They're pretty tough on that.
They are very tough on signs, believe it or not.
And once you take an existing sign down, you can claim to be grandfathered, but once you remove it, a lot of times you lose it.
Drive around and pay attention to where our signs are. They're nailed to the telephone poles. They're underneath the other directional signs on the post. It's not very conducive to the image we're trying to improve.
Are you talking about the airport and business park signs, or are you talking about just general?
Those little green things, you know, the 10 of them that are around Georgetown.
Yeah. Are those, those were put up by Sussex County or by Delta?
Delta. We went through all the signs. It's been quite a few years now, but if you remember, there used to be signs at 5 points pointing towards the airport, and we had to take those down. But, you know, we did all the signs and, you know, the industrial park, the terminal, and all that stuff, and they were on nice posts and looked good. But, you know, over the years, they get hit with snow plows. And
well, I remember when that was done, and I thought we were told that they have to be within a certain radius of the airport. And if
I think it's three. You can't go more than 3 miles or something.
Then they won't. Yeah.
I mean, if we had an interstate going by, we could have some different signage and some other things.
You might want to look at your Castle Airport and see what they have, because there's the overhead signs. It might be the time to negotiate with the improvements out here on 9 and Sandhill that, hey, we want this and this. So that's probably more out of your office time than arm wrestle a little.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys have actually had some of these conversations before, so that's good.
It's been a frustration of mine for a while.
Okay.
But
all right.
Chalk that up to DelDOT. I mean, okay, for most items.
I've been saving up bail money for when Todd goes out and puts the signs up. But
I told
it's a line item in the budget
the
now.
In the dark of the night, we're going to put these signs up and see what happens.
We'll do a GoFundMe for you.
Thank you.
We'll get you out of jail. All right, those are the only comments I had for Jim. And anything else for Jim before we move on? Okay. That takes us to item 8, which is the public comments. And any members of the public that wish to speak tonight? Anything?
Well, the only thing I might say is, you know, the fact that I'm here, you know, ought to give you some idea how important we believe the airport is in Sussex County. The council is excited about the opportunities here. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sitting in and listening tonight. And if you have any thoughts, you know how to share them with us. Mm-hmm.
I think I had some comments before. I mean, just I don't know if you, since it's my first meeting, I don't know.
Okay.
If it's
well, let me
like
finish. Let me
end.
Let me finish the public. I think we had a question back here.
Years ago, there was a sign for the Economic Development Office here when the office was on 113. So I went to DelDOT, went to the sign place, and the lady in charge was in love with Tweety Bird. And so I tried to negotiate a sign that would be in the building where the office was. And I sent her a Tweety Bird, and we got the sign. So maybe some soft approach. It's the sign place is right behind DelDOT in Dover, and they're very friendly, and you could see who's in charge this time and what they like. And maybe that would work.
We might have to put you on that on our sign committee, or maybe have you lead that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Todd. I saw Todd taking notes about Tweety Bird. So, thank you for that comment. Anything else from the public then? Yes. Go ahead, Jay.
I'd like to welcome Doug. I've known him since he was as tall as this table, and from the public standpoint. You know, I'm happy to see some new faces sitting around the table. Not that you guys haven't done a good job, I think you have, but every committee needs new blood for new ideas.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It is good to see some new faces here. And welcome. Okay, so that's thanks, Jerry. That'll conclude public comments, item 8. And So let's go. And Scott, you had a question.
Yeah, not to be out of order, sorry, but I just if you're not aware of the a couple of dates this year, just wanted to make sure that if you haven't heard that Dover International Speedway is in their 50th anniversary year. They're expecting a really big turnout, more than usual, with all the legends coming back. And the spring dates are May 3rd through the 5th. The October dates are October 4th through the 6th. I bring that up just for awareness, but also if the airport is looking for any out of business, any activity from those, I just met with some of the marketing folks with Dover International Speedway. They have tools available, and just throwing it out there that you know it's something this committee is looking you know as an opportunity. Well,
What was the October? Yeah,
4th through the 6th.
October 4th through the 6th.
Wings and wheels. Dover maps, wings and wheels.
Yeah. That's what I'm bringing up. I just want to make sure everybody's. Whatever adjustments need to be
made. So, are they thinking there's going to be more attendance and more, and like you said, there's going to be more of the legends coming in? Right?
They're really making a big splash for the 50th anniversary, okay. So I think attendance and there might be more need for travel to the airport with various crews.
Okay, that's good to know.
Well, most of the crews quit coming here.
I know.
They go in at Dover, actually.
Right.
Yeah, we might be, but we might not get some overflow. I mean,
if it's something that the airport wants to go after, like say maybe not for Wings and Wheels, but for that May weekend, it could be an opportunity. So just throwing it out there for your knowledge.
Any other big tourist events happening in in the spring that come to mind?
No, I mean other than the fact that and we've talked about this before with. I think about Washington D.C. travel market and the golf audience out there and marketing this as an entry point for say golf foursomes, people who want to avoid the traffic on busy summer weekends. Yeah. I mean, we've all seen it before, but I mean I think that there's some opportunities there. Yeah.
Are we represented well in the tourism? Brochures and where you're attracting golfers and
you're representative, but I think we can always make more progress on it. Depending on what you see, what you hear, and who you're working with.
As a local golfer, I would agree with you that there's some great golf destinations here on the shore.
Yeah, we're a hidden secret when it comes to golf. I mean, people don't think of us front, but I think that it's another opportunity to get more people and also more business for the Georgetown area.
Does your office produce any maps that that would be appropriate for me to give out to my customers?
Sure, the Georgetown Chamber always collaborate. We have tons of maps.
Are they just specific to Georgetown, or are they more to
all the above,
for the beaches and resort areas?
Several.
Make sure we get some of those.
Yeah, and Gary, you should come by one day to the visitor center there. That way, you can kind of pick out. There's a lot of new stock over there. So at your convenience, I would recommend doing that.
Okay.
And then we can deliver it.
Good idea.
You have a rack that you could put a whole rack of brochures in.
Do I have a rack?
Well, what I was thinking was a map that we could put in every rental car that we bring that comes through. We'll put it, on the dash. It'll have,
there's a lot of things we could do.
Yeah. Okay.
We could talk. We don't have to do it.
Yeah. Anything else?
I got one other thing. Speaking of signs, I forgot to bring this up, but. We have installed a new directory sign over at the business park on the what we're calling the south entrance, which used to be the main entrance to the park. It's a huge sign. If you haven't seen it, we made sure that the lettering was big enough that you can read the company names and the street that they're on. The thing that we didn't think about was the back side of the sign, which is just a solid green. So it's just a big green wall. We've talked about some options for what we could put on that sign because it's kind of the last thing you see as you go out. Have a nice day. Thanks for visiting.
Fasten your seatbelt. You're entering the most dangerous part of your travel.
Yeah. I mean, this is the business park side. We do have the little sign here that says you're now leaving the safety of flight, that kind of thing. A little smiley face sticker or something. So give that some thought. Maybe what what we could put up there. You know, we don't get as many out-of-town visitors to the business park like we do here. People fly in, and that's the first time they see Sussex County is on their way out of the airport. But, you know, for the most part, people in the business park were in the county to start with, and they just drop stuff off or they went to work or something. So you can kind of think of something that we could put up there.
People like signposts a lot. Signposts are fun. You do them right.
Like
directional signposts.
Like so many miles to Key West, so many miles to,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. to the beach or whatever around here.
Yeah. Maybe a map, some kind of a simple map of, you know, Route 9's this way, and yeah. That was it. Just want to bring that up.
Okay.
I just have one little thing, just as a informational. This is the first year that, in conjunction with Wings of Wheels, we are, through the museum, will be offering a full scholarship for a private pilot, for some young person all the way through private pilot. So we'll be fully covering all the expenses from ground school through private pilot.
Awesome.
Hope to be able to do that every year, but this year will be our first one. Ron Kovas was going to be introduced into the Chamber of Commerce one day this week, whatever day their meeting is.
Is that going to be awarded at Wings and Wheels? Or?
Most likely will be when.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I'm trying to tie that in that Aviation Education Day is finally, you know, putting something more out there than just information. But
okay.
You know, focusing on doing the flight training here too, not in Timbuktu, you know, not somewhere else.
I've had, just on the same subject, two people approach me in the last 2 months, 3 months actually, asking about private pilot training. And I told them both at the same time, the same thing, that, you know, we have instructors based here, but unfortunately none of them has an aircraft available for private pilot training.
Don't you?
Yeah. I don't have time. That's my problem.
I thought you retired.
I am, but I also was the one who got a big project going on that's coming to an end, but maybe next year, but right now I don't have the time. I've had several calls about flight instruction. Mm-hmm.
We get those quite a bit too.
Just input from afar that could, you know, land in the right spot.
Should we?
Wouldn't take much to start a flight school here.
Should
it's we put just somebody with an airplane and an instructor basically is our minimum standard. So
should we put an RFP out for a flight school?
Where would they work out of?
I don't know. We'd have to talk it out. I'm just saying, is it something that we should? Do we feel there's a need?
Well, Dell Tech was looking at it at one point too. Weren't they talking about expanding?
Dell State was talking about bringing an airplane down here, but they got too busy up there.
I'd be willing. Yeah. I'd be willing to talk to someone to see if there's something we could do jointly. Who knows? You don't know anything until you start sitting down talking about it.
That's the whole reason I brought it up, you know, just opportunity for discussion.
Well, why don't we put it on the agenda for next time? Maybe we'll have some discussions offline or we can talk about it at the next meeting. All right. Anything else?
Have you had any inquiries along those lines?
We get calls. Yeah. We get people coming to the desk asking about it.
Especially what this was kind of a random out of the blue thing, but
I mean,
they're genuinely serious and kind of pointing in different directions. I know, you know, where to go.
Yeah. Christmas time, we get calls for orientation flights,
for
Christmas presents,
introductory flights.
Yeah.
We sell a number of pre-booked rides in the Mitchell for Christmas presents.
I know you do. I almost sold one for you this year too.
Okay. Anything else from our committee members? So the next item is setting our next meeting date, which by tradition we do every 2 months, fourth Wednesday of the month. That would make it March 27th. And I always forget, do we need a motion to set that, or is that just I said it? Or Okay. Okay. Well, then, next meeting is set for March 27, 6 p.m. here in the EOC conference room. And I just need a motion to adjourn the meeting, and we're done.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
All right.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody.